story about word borrowing. I was in my favourite delicatessen a while back, and in one corner there was a wicker basket, and inside the basket were long, thin, dried fish. I looked at these and the label said stock fish. And I thought, hello, what a stockfish. And then I realized that this was likely a borrowing from Dutch, where the same sort of fish are called stokvis, meaning stick fish. Something interesting had happened during the borrowing. The fish bit, Dutch vis, had been changed to fish, which is the same word only in English, but stok, meaning stick, hadn't been translated to stick. It had been left as stock, which is quite a different word. So this word shows you that in the case of word borrowing of compounds, sometimes the whole thing can be translated word for word, but sometimes you end up with very peculiar consequences, particularly in the case of dried fish.